بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready for tonight's amazing story? Tonight's amazing story, inshallah, we're going to carry on from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's get started, boys and girls, and listen attentively. The story of faithful Khadija. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam belonged to the tribe of the Quraysh. He was an orphan. His father died before he was born. His mother died when he was a young child. He began to live with his grandfather Abdul Muttalib. And after the death of his grandfather, his uncle Abu Talib became his guardian. But Allah looked after him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a very hard-working and an honest man. The people of Mecca called him Al-Amin, which means the trustworthy one. He worked for the Quraysh traders, traveling with their caravans across the desert. Now, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha at that time ranked highest among the Quraysh. She was very dignified and also very rich. She was a widow and looked after her business herself. She heard that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a very honest person. She said to him, "Take my goods to Syria and trade them there. Buy other goods with the money you get and bring them to Mecca." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam took the goods to Syria. He sold them there, and with the money he got, he bought other goods for Khadija. When Khadija radiallahu anha sold these goods in Mecca, she made lots of profit. She liked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honesty and she married him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Khadija had two sons, Qasim and Abdullah. But both of them died when they were very small. They also had four daughters, Zainab, Ruqayya, Kulthum, and Fatima radiallahu anhuma. All the daughters lived to see their father become the messenger of Allah. One day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to the cave of Hira. Suddenly Jibreel appeared before him. He taught the Prophet verses from the Quran. He said, "Muhammad, you are the messenger of Allah." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam got frightened. He could not believe that Allah had sent an angel to him. He could not believe that Allah would choose him as his messenger. He went home and told Khadija radiallahu anha, "Something strange has happened to me. An angel of Allah called Jibreel came and spoke to me. I cannot believe that Allah sent Jibreel to speak to me. I cannot believe Allah wants me to be his messenger." But Khadija radiallahu anha had no doubts. She said, "You are the honest and you are trustworthy. Allah knows that you are honest and trustworthy. Surely Allah has made you a prophet to your people. I believe in Allah and I believe in the revelation he gave you." Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha was the very first person to hear what had happened in the cave of Hira. She was the very first person to accept Islam. She was the greatest support to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as long as she lived. Allah honored her with many great virtues and she was Allah's faithful servant. Alhamdulillah, what an awesome story about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about his family and Khadija radiallahu anha. Our Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known as Al-Amin. Even before he became a prophet, he was known as Al-Amin, which means the trustworthy one. The trustworthy one. His sons were Qasim and Abdullah, who passed away at a very small age. The four daughters was Zainab radiallahu anha, Ruqayya radiallahu anha, Ummi Kulthum radiallahu anha, and Fatima radiallahu anha. May Allah be pleased with all of them, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, the importance of durood, the importance of sunnah. If you really love Allah Most High, then follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sins, the Quran. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to obey him, follow his beautiful example, acting upon his sunnah. Importance of durood. He who sends salutations, durood, upon me once upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Most High sends blessings upon him tenfold, 10 times. 10 of his sins are erased, and he is raised 10 ranks in status. Recite frequently sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The number of times we send blessing upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will help determine the level of love we have for him, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, coming to the end of tonight's bedtime story, inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to bring these great qualities of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inside our lives. The quality of being honest, the quality of being trustworthy, the quality of being a good father. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the tawfiq, inshallah. Ameen. So alhamdulillah, before we go to sleep, 2 important things we must do. Do you remember them 2 things? Yes. Alhamdulillah. Yes, we thank Allah. We thank Allah for everything. Thank you, Allah. And in Arabic we say Alhamdulillah. Let's say that again. Alhamdulillah. And not forgetting the bedtime dua. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Alhamdulillah. These duas are very important to pray on every night. Every night before we go to sleep, inshallah. And not to forget, give a big nice hug to our mummies and daddies, inshallah. After we've prayed all these duas, before we close our eyes, the last things we should recite is the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So before we close our eyes, we should recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice upon this. So inshallah, this is all for tonight. From your Masjid Quba, Assalamu alaikum.